Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Any optimism for a quick settlement on the Chicago teacher strike has soured this morning. The latest from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
The mayor today has dashed our hopes for a quick settlement.
It's finger-pointing time in the labor dispute between the Chicago Teachers Union and the Chicago School Board. Mayor Lori Lightfoot says the city is still waiting for the union to formally respond to CPS proposals. And union president Jesse Sharkey says the mayor is holding up things.
The mayor made a series of statements saying that there is no more money for negotiations and that she's effectively done with negotiating with us on any monetary terms.
This is the fourth day of no classes for the city's 300,000-plus public school students. A charter school also went on strike today. Presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren plans to join picketing teachers on the west side. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Chicago teacher strike is having a big impact on CPS athletes.
38 public league teams are set to play in the Class 2A and 3A state soccer playoffs. The Sun-Times says principals from two schools filed an appeal with the Illinois High School Association over the weekend to try to reinstate CPS soccer teams to state playoffs. The IHSA said no. Because of the strike, the teams have been forced to forfeit their games. Keith Johnson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Four students at Plainfield Central High School are under investigation this morning for what was reported as a hazing incident.
The four students were reported by another student, the alleged victim. Exactly what happened is not clear, but police looked into it and decided it did not amount to hazing, not under the law, but they could face battery charges. A grandparent, Kathy Gatto, spoke to CBS 2.
The kids need to know that there are some penalties for their actions. They're not always going to get away with stuff, and they should not be so brazen in what they feel like their right to do to somebody else is.
Police say the kids involved are all juveniles. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A Chicago man is facing close to 30 years in prison after prosecutors say he was drunk when he drove head-on into another vehicle in the western suburbs Sunday. 25-year-old Juan Rodea Cruz of the Humboldt Park neighborhood is charged with multiple counts of aggravated DUI. DuPage County State's Attorney Robert Berlin calls the crash a horrific tragedy.
It's unfathomable that in today's world, with all these ride-sharing services and taxis available, that people still get behind the wheel after they've had too much to drink.
Authorities say Rodea Cruz was northbound in the southbound lanes of Route 83 near 55th Street in Clarendon Hills when he struck an oncoming vehicle. Two people in the other vehicle were killed, two others hurt.
Around 8,000 NIPSCO customers are still without power this morning in northwest Indiana after heavy winds and thunderstorms yesterday. Most of the outages centered around Gary. Here in Illinois, ComEd reports nearly 900 homes and businesses affected by outages. There's potentially good news this morning for people with celiac disease.
Researchers at Northwestern University say they have developed a technology that someday could allow people with celiac disease to tolerate gluten in their diets. NU researchers say they have completed a phase 2 trial of the technology, which seems to reduce inflammation significantly in celiac patients who ate gluten. The technology also appears to help protect the small intestines of celiac patients exposed to gluten. The findings are being presented at a medical conference in Spain. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Governor Pritzker's administration says it'll spend more than $23 billion over the next 5 years to improve roads and bridges. Among the projects on the to-do list are rebuilding I-190 from Bessie Coleman Drive to I-90, rebuilding Barrington Road from Algonquin Road to Central Road in South Barrington, and lane construction and noise wall installation on Route 20 from west of Randall Road to Shales Parkway in Elgin.
Chicago man faces nearly 30 years in prison after prosecutors say he was driving drunk when he triggered an accident in the west suburbs that killed two.
Horrific tragedy is what this is.
25-year-old Juan Rodea Cruz of Humboldt Park is charged with DUI in connection with the deadly crash early Sunday morning. DuPage County State's Attorney Robert Berlin says Rodea Cruz was northbound in the southbound lanes of Route 83 near 55th Street in Clarendon Hills when he struck an oncoming car.
The defendant had an odor of alcoholic beverage coming from his breath, bloodshot, glassy eyes. The officers also observed two cans of Modelo beer, one of which was open.
A judge has ordered Rodea Cruz held on $750,000 bond, well below the $5 million bond requested by the county. Andy Dane, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
WBBM News Time, 7:34. A search is on for the family of a 3 or 4 year old boy found wandering on a South Shore street yesterday afternoon. Chicago Fire Department spokesman Larry Lankford says the child told them his first name, but that's about all they have to go on.
But he didn't have much else to say. He wasn't dressed for the weather. So they transported him over to Comer Hospital, where an investigation is underway into his situation, but he appears to be in pretty nice condition.
A postal worker spotted the wandering boy at around 2 o'clock near 74th and Clyde. He was barely dressed when he was discovered.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.